Alas, we are almost at the end of this wonderful octave of Easter. Like I said before, a most glorious time and a very sad time, because most Catholics ignore it and do not go to Mass. And nothing we can do about that. I've been preaching for 30 years about it, and nobody cares. But that's fine. God cares. I need to do what He wants me to do, not what you want me to do, or anybody else for that matter. But here we have today in the Gospel, the ending of the Gospel of St. Matthew, which is His ascension into heaven. And that's what it all leads to. Because if He had not ascended into heaven, and if we would not, at the end of our lives, resurrect to life, not to death, eternal death, but to life, and then ascend with Him, first of all, spiritually in our souls, and then physically at the end of time, then none of this has any meaning whatsoever. It's a waste of time. But you know, it isn't. And that's one of the things which is very important, that whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, this is the most important thing that you are going to be doing today. That's it. Everything else is meaningless, useless, countless. This is the most important thing. When we are able to unite ourselves, not only spiritually, but physically in Holy Communion to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has suffered, died, and risen from the dead. Hallelujah. So this is the most important thing. In addition, today, of course, we celebrate the feast of His cousin, the evangelist, St. John Mark, and was one of the sons of St. Joseph of Cleophas and St. Mary of Cleophas. And of course, there are different names used in different Gospels because everybody had, like I do, various names. And so, one time, it's St. Alphaeus or Cleophas or just Joseph. So, people get mixed up, but they're the same person. And so, just like Ellen Elizabeth is the same person, because Ellen is the name of a cow, not of a person, according to the priest that baptized her, sorry, you know what. So anyway, and the same thing with Orlando. Orlando is the name of a bull, and he is full of bull. Anyway, yes, we need to rejoice and be glad. This is the resurrection. And a lot of people think because we're traditionalists, or because they're traditionalists, or they think they are, that we need to be somber and dour and miserable and look around like if we wore the weight of the world upon our shoulders. Now, we do that, especially us, like me. But it is a happy and joyful thing. And thus, Easter, the Easter octave, the Easter season until after Pentecost is a happy time. And then after all, as St. John Paul II said, and of course I know that he as a saint is a saint in heaven, whether somebody likes it or not, but he, as all people, including saints, make mistakes. Only Mary and Jesus make no mistakes. The rest of us make mistakes because we are human. But, he said, we are an Alleluia people. That is what it is to be a Catholic. Even though we have, for the time of Lent, put it away, buried it, but now it has risen from the dead. We are an Alleluia people. So we always are praising God, rejoicing in God, manifesting the glory of God. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.